courage to become thief?
Looks like that.
That is making up secular state?
Should we encourage nationalism, serving the government, in economic development?
That's all right. The people become thieves and rogues, then how the economic development will be possible?
This they can see, they have made no progress since they became a
nationalist. At least they should be, apart from religion, they should be educated to become truthful, to become merciful, to like this ordinary things. They should be educated.
That they are not being taught now.
So what is the meaning of secular? Does it mean secularism and roguism?
He has no shame. He again wants to
I don't think he's being that.
No, it is.
They have absolutely no shame. They'll again come back.
Actually, they're all doing it. He just got caught, so he doesn't feel so bad. Yeah. It's like a game.
So how the state has condemned him as dishonest man, how he's being appointed as ambassador?
He's not being appointed so far.
But he's trying to position himself to try to get that. He's aspiring. Mm. Like Dhritarashtra. Going to jail after he was caught, he made a trick that there were reports that now the president, he has been kicked out, he is so much depressed, he is going insane. The only way he can be saved is you must pardon him. So the new president, he pardoned him.
There was also some talk that the arrangement was made before.
Mm-hmm.
In the newspapers, I also read that there was some talk before, like they're actually friends.
Hmm.
So they just feel, he got caught, we give him another chance.
That if you'll go away and let me be the president, then I'll get you out
of jail.
We'll
make some arrangements.
I'll give you a pardon.
They don't
an agreement that Ford, if you want to become president immediately, you accept this, that you will excuse me.
Yeah.
Then I resign, you become immediate. Otherwise I'll continue, let me see. So he'll be delayed. So he thought, I'm going to be immediately president. All right, agree. That's all.
He made him his vice president.
Hmm?
Vice president?
That was Nixon had made it.
He was vice president. Ford?
Yes.
What is his contribution to this state after becoming president?
Ford?
Nixon. When he was being elected, I was there in America. He was advertising. America needs Nixon. You have seen that?
Yes.
You were driving me, I saw that time.
Yes.
At that time, we had no place. We are holding our classes at the garage in summer. Before coming to La Cienega, I was running on the road where there is tram line. What is the road?
Which road? Melrose, I think.
Yes.
That was 1968.
19? I do not know.
69.
Yeah.
Election was
68. That time he lost to Johnson, I think.
No.
No, he was being elected. So he was, the signboard was, America needs Nixon.
I think when he was thrown out of office, he said, well, I may have had so many faults, but at least I increased our good relations with other countries. He was trying to convince everybody that he may not have been very good at domestic affairs, but at foreign affairs he was expert. So then that made his administration not so bad.
One thing that caused his downfall was when they heard the tapes. He had recorded all of his conversations, private conversations, with his ministers. So it turned out that it was a horrible language. Practically every other word was dirty word.
Dirty word used by him?
Practically every other word.
Filthy language.
Oh.
They discovered some tape of private conversations, and it was very, very obscene. Practically every other word was bad word.
He was a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
In America now, so many so-called cultured men, lawyers and doctors, and so many cultured men, their language is very horrible. Their whole attitude is vulgar also. Not just language, but whole... Yeah. Not like, even in Europe before, a gentleman was a gentleman. They were... I think, and even in America before, they had some good qualities, but now the so-called gentleman or educated man, they're very vulgar.
Vicious.
Becoming more and more gross.
Banda Shankar.
Yes, just like that. Oh.
Therefore, their sons are hippies.
Yes.
The father is Banda Shankar, the son is also.
The more vulgar you are, the more glorified you become. Especially like all these film stars and public figures. The more of a drunkard they are, then the more they're publicized in the newspapers.
That's like John Lennon.
Yes.
He is a public man.
Yes.
You see what he is. He's standing naked and taking photographs. Mm. His wife and he's standing naked, I've seen. And that picture is there in his sitting room, fireplace, that is the picture. I went to see him. I was his guest, so one day I saw that big picture in the fireplace. And here is the public. A newspaper man go to him to take his opinion. What is your opinion? Let's see. What is his value? No, what is it? He is public leader because he has got some money. Money is got criteria. Therefore, people are accumulating money somewhere or other. He knows that if I got money, then I'll have all influence over the society.
A rich man, no matter what his morals or character,
no, nobody
is very attractive.
From the Vedic angle of vision, the Western people are the most uncivilized. Only money is covering them. Sure. when they introduced that mini skirt for the girls, how much abominable it was considered in India. But they very publicly introduced.
Now even in India.
Yes, they were limited.
When the Prime Minister of Canada, when he first began running, he was a young bachelor, very good looking, long hair, and he sent around girls in miniskirts, kissing men on the cheeks, giving them a little candy for his campaign, and he almost got all the votes. Became the Prime Minister.
We were talking yesterday how nice the story of Prahlad Maharaj is, because no matter how great a demon becomes, still he cannot vanquish the devotees, even if the devotee is a very insignificant little boy, only 5 years old. These demons seem so horrible. The society is so degraded.
The idea of reincarnation. That is horrible for them.
If they understood that they would have to pay later for what they're doing now, they wouldn't be able to do it.
Sir, what is the report?
We're doing the painting fruit.
Yeah.
That will be ready after the festival. Elephant?
No elephant. Why can't? Elephant is royal. We are not royal, we are beggars. Sannyasi beggars.
These buses arriving in the villages will be very... people never forget it.
That procession we had in the villages near Ahmedabad, the villages there, that must have been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for most of them.
We can go there, eh? Wherever we shall go. They will be received like that.
They especially mention...
The Indian people are meant for that purpose. They are from the birth. Janmana. Other, they are Janmana Sudra, the Indian. They are Janmana devotees.
I meant to mention that he commented that when they are coming from Andhra, when they, as they're getting closer to Bengal, in Orissa, and then even more so in Bengal, that both Orissa and so many kirtan was there. The people were meeting them with kirtan, and everyone was doing kirtan. But in Andhra and other places, not so much kirtan is there. No. They said they get much better reception in Orissa and Bengal.
Yeah, because...
And already they picked up one devotee, I think. Devotees come also quicker. I think if we concentrated first in Bengal and Orissa, we get some enough devotees, and then they could help us in the other villages elsewhere.
Yeah.
All over India. Like, Bhavan already got 3 devotees when I was there in 1 week. By now he may also have more. Bengalis like Kirtan very much. Devotees of Bengal. Thank you.
ago, Bengali culture was very much adored all over India.
All over India.
Even one big politician, Gandhi's guru, Gokhale, he remarked, what Bengal thinks today, other provinces will think tomorrow. He said like that. And actually, all big movement started from Bengal. The national movement also was started from Bengal. Whatever we may criticize, Vivekananda, well, he is a Bengali, went first for preaching Indian religion. Rabindranath Tagore is a Bengali. All big Bengali. Aravinda is a Bengali.
Paramahansa Yogananda is also Bengali.
Yeah. You know him?
I don't know him.
I've
heard of him.
Bengali culture was very much adored. Surendranath Banerjee started the political movement and he was so well known, even in parliament, the Englishmen, English MPs, they were speaking of Surendranath, they used to say, surrender not. Here is a person who is not surrender not. He'll never surrender. Surrender not. Actually, the British Empire was started by the agitation of Surendranath Banerjee. The Congress was started by Surendranath Banerjee, this one Congress, two Bengali and one Englishman started this Congress sometimes in 1887, like that. So, in our childhood, we would say that Surendranath Banerjee was being elected president of Congress. Almost every year. And Gandhi came into prominence when Surendranath Banerjee surrendered. Normally he was not surrendering. But the government gave him the first ministership, that he become minister. So he became a government man. Then Gandhi came in prominence. Surendranath Banerjee was the first minister in India. In our childhood, if you speak, thousands of men will gather in Calcutta. Surendranath Banerjee Road.
Yes, very prominent.
Yes, when my nephews have saw Surendranath Banerjee Road.
They did not like him.
His father was also very big man, Dr. Durgacharan Banerjee. My sister, Durgacharan Banerjee, that is Surendranath Banerjee's father, he was a medical man.
That's a smaller road.
Huh? Doctor's Lane, Dr. Durgacharan Banerjee Road. They belong to a very respectable family of that quarter, Banerjee family. And Surendranath Banerjee was the first ICS. ICS, he passed ICS examination, Indian Civil Service, but he did not accept it. Aurobindo Ghosh was made by Surendranath Banerjee. He was born in London. Aurobindo Ghosh's father, Manmohan Ghosh, he was a medical man in London. He was born, he is English birth. Later on, he became English hater.
lover.
Huh?
Lover of the French.
He?
Aurobindo?
No. Who said?
He always has some French people with him?
No, no. That one French girl in traffic. That woman spoiled him. He was actually practicing yoga very nice. After his release from political entanglement, actually he became a yogi. But this French woman, who became later on mother, she spoiled her his career. He became a bhogi then. Instead of yogi. Otherwise, he was becoming yogi. He'll find from his photo, in the beginning, he was very lean and thin. And later on, when he died, he was very fatty and bogey. He bogey, rogi. There are three. Rogi means disease. And bogey means flourishing. And yogi means transcendent.
A yogi passes still once a day, a bogey twice, and a rogi.
Who told you?
That's what we were told when we first joined the temple to stop us overeating.
Some devotees were holding their stool for the next day to be a yogi. The second time coming. And getting stomach ache.
Hey, is it a fact?
Yes.
I heard.
They thought that was the criteria.
This is called Machimara Karani. A clerk was making a fair book from the rough book. So he went to the toilet room and he was like this. So all of a sudden his boss came, "What am I doing here?" "Sir, I am trying to capture one fly." "And why?" "No, I'm making the fair copy of the book, but in the original book there is a fly smashed. So I have to paste one fly." There are such fools. Maki Manakara. There is a fly paste. So in the fair copy there must be a fly. Yes, unless there is puja, what is the meaning of temple?
Separate.
Yes. That is actual temple.
Hmm. There'll be so many Brahmins being made.
Hare Krishna.
Everything, even he includes Buddha and Kalki.
All the incarnations. So.
And he left.
Dasa avatar.
53 avatars.
53?
Yes, I don't. He's 53. No, why?
How many avatars are there mentioned in the Bhagavad?
About 26 or something.
25 or 26.
And then all the Vishnu expansions.
They needed the 24 Vishnu expansions and then the incarnations in the Bhagavatam.
Planetarium.
World's largest planetarium and temple of understanding.
No understanding, simply Vedic.
Planetary.
Temple of Vedic Planetarium, that's all. We shall show the Vedic conception of planetary system within this material world and above the material world. Exhibit the Vedic culture throughout the whole world. And they will come here.
The whole world will be coming here to visit.
Just like they come to see the Taj Mahal. Huh?
Yes.
The architectural culture. They will come to see the civilization culture, the philosophical culture, the religious culture. By practical demonstration with dolls and other things.
And we'll be advertising that all over the world.
Yes.
It's a perfect plan.
Yes. There can be a model of that temple in every temple all over the world. So yes. Then people can see, then advertising. Come here.
Oh, yes. Actually, it will be an unique thing in the world. There is no such thing all over the world. That we shall do. And not only simply showing museum, but educating people to that idea.
Preaching.
With factual knowledge, books, not fictitious.